Appendix 2. Hastings as an old battlefield. Hastings is one of the most popular resort cities in the south of England, facing the Straits of Dover. Its population is only about 80,000, but it is famous for the Battle of Hastings, although the battle actually took place outside the town at a place which today is called Battle. The Battle of Hastings took place in 1066. The King of England, Harold II, was defeated by Duke William of Normandy. Normandy is located in the northwest of France. After this battle, he ascended to the throne as King William I. That is what is called the Norman Conquest. Following the conquest, the basic form of England's language, religion, and political system was arranged under the influence of French culture and customs. In many ways, modern Britain is based on the settlement after the Norman Conquest. Hence, it has a great deal of meaning in English history. First, what changes arose in England's language? Among the elite of English society, Old English was replaced by the French language, which had been spoken mainly in northern France by the nobles there. Thereafter, French became England's official language, and thus it was used in the fields of administration, judicature, legislation, and literature. English was given a low status as the language spoken by the ruled, common people. Though English revived for a while at the end of the 12th century and at the end of the 14th century, it had been much transformed and given many features characteristic of the Romance languages. And finally, this type of English became dominant in England. Second, religious practice in England was influenced by the new regime. Christianity had become the established church in England in the 7th century. Following the conquest, England's basic form of Christianity was put into order due to the spread of French-style worship and religious architecture. For instance, after Lanfranc was installed as the Archbishop of Canterbury, most of the cathedrals which had been built in priories in rural areas were removed to abbeys in urban areas, and so many Norman-style churches were constructed instead. Furthermore, basic religious precepts for priests, such as prohibitions against marriage and buying or selling their ministries, were arranged at that time and would remain in place until the reformation of the church during the reign of Henry VIII in the 16th century. Third, the Normans thoroughly reformed England's political economy. The political economic system called feudalism, which had been common in France and other continental European countries, was also introduced in England by William. He consolidated this system in England by depriving the Anglo-Saxon lords of their fiefdoms and distributing this land among his retainers and priests who occupied higher positions. Feudalism had already existed among the Anglo-Saxons, but the feudal lords' obligations to the king had not been clarified until William conquered England. It was William himself who obliged his feudal lords to fulfill military service in return for giving them fiefdoms. Thus, feudalism was standardized and substantially reinforced in England. In accordance with this, William enhanced the position of the king in England. Of course, he had to consolidate his own power as king through the use of force. William also performed two historic achievements in 1086. One was the compilation of the Domesday Book, and the other was the Oath of Salisbury. The former was a land survey and census. It was vitally important for William, enabling him to fix his territory in England. The latter was an oath which was taken by the feudal lords, in which William made them swear their loyalty to him. By means of these achievements, he succeeded in maintaining his royal authority in England. Following William, almost all successive kings kept on strengthening their authority, establishing a centrally governed state, in other words, a modern sovereign state, by the end of the 16th century. In addition, it should also be mentioned that King John signed Magna Carta in 1215, which is the basis in England of the concept that the king must share power. Since then, no English monarch has been an absolute sovereign, unlike in France, for example. Even now, we can find some traces of the Norman conquest in Hastings. For instance, the ruin of the Castle of Hastings, founded by William, remains in the middle of the city, though in the 13th century the main part of the castle was washed away by a heavy storm. Going further north from central Hastings, about 10 miles, there is a place named Battle. The place itself can be easily discerned, and this is where the actual battle was conducted by Harold and William. In that area, there was a great Benedictine abbey. According to local historians, this abbey was founded by William to commemorate his victory over Harold and to atone for the bloodshed caused by the conflict. Battle Abbey flourished for over 400 years as one of the richest monastic buildings of medieval England, until religious life at the abbey was brought to an end in 1538 when Henry VIII closed the monastery.